call the November 1st Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Here.
We have a quorum, and we welcome back Alderwoman Mayer. Mayor, jeez. Wilhelm, please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to item B, citizens' comment period. Is there a citizen wishing to speak on any issue? Come forward, give us your name and address, please, and help yourself.
My name is Terry Kiefer, 7392 South 37th Place. I'm here to speak in opposition to the Rawson Homes drainage solution. As far as I can see, out of 117 people, 97 people either didn't respond or they were against it. You never address what the cost to the individual properties are. You throw numbers all over the place. I'm still trying to find out if this goes through, which I hope it don't, what is it going to cost my property? There's no plan here. This is the worst project I've ever seen in my life. Now, I understand that you're supposed to be taking some kind of a vote on this today, or what is that all about?
Well, maybe or maybe not. It may not go anywhere.
Well, what are you deciding tonight?
Could be nothing, could be a plan of action.
And when does that vote come?
It's the fourth item on the agenda.
Pardon?
Fourth item.
Okay, so after the fourth item, you'll take the vote? Or
if there's one offered, yes.
Well, who offers that?
Any one of the aldermen. Sure.
Can I speak after, before the vote?
Well, you just did, but that would be up to the aldermen at the time. And by the way, if you stick for the fourth vote, you got to go all the way to the end of the agenda, too. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Slansky?
Scott Solansky from 8565 South 68th Street. And I'm talking in response to the fact that an email was sent in response to a unsigned, undated letter that was given to Alderman Mayer from the ROC Expansion Development Committee. And we give a response to that letter, and we signed it and dated it and sent it to you and everybody on the council here and asked for that letter to be put into the record. And based on the fact that when that unsigned, undated letter was given, the comment from the mayor was that anybody can send anything at any time and we can put it into the record, no big deal. So I'm wondering why that response to the unsigned, undated letter regarding the ballpark expansion is not entered in tonight's agenda.
I chose not to do it because each of the aldermen got a copy of it.
Yes.
Was not the case with the letter from the ROC. Also, on that letter, there was an attachment that I felt was important to go into the record, and that being the violation which is in tonight's packet. But I didn't feel that the email needed to go into the record.
Why did you have that feeling?
Because the arguments raised in there have been raised before and are in the record in other places.
But some of the comments in that email contradicted the comments that you did put into the record. All right? For example, there was a reference made to Fresh Kill that was a stunning success as a landfill, and yet there was a March, a 2011 article from the New York Post saying that the soccer fields that were put in there are sinking and that PCBs were found. There was also another statement in there that stated that the site is capped by a 3-4 layer of clay, and therefore there was nothing done. And as you know, in that violation, there was no 3-4 compacted clay. It was just regular soil. And as a result, the violation clearly states that no permission to excavate the cap was given. So that comment that no permission was given to excavate the cap would indicate that the cap in some manner was excavated, which is direct opposite of it. And then if I recall from the minutes that were on the audio part, Alderman Mayer indicated that he wanted this be stated so that people's concerns could be put at ease that there wasn't a problem. And yet we all know from the area stuff that's been, am I keeping you awake, Mr. Taylor, or Alderman Taylor? Okay, just stay with me here.
I'm listening. You don't have to be rude. Okay, right now.
Please address the chair. Let's not do this.
Yeah, exactly.
And in that comments of letters that were sent to you, it clearly stated in 2008 that there was a consultant hired by the county, and he found three times the level of oxides there and above level of PCBs. Now, this is clearly above the so-called backyard level or that you would find in fertilizers referenced in that letter. So the comment I was trying to do is that Alderman Mayer asked them to respond to our earlier requests. They gave you a unsigned, unwritten letter, undated letter, saying that there's no problem, whatever it is, and yet there is a violation that something did happen. So I felt that that email, because you did it for one, you could at least do it for the other, even though it was a repetition. That email was specifically written in response to the letter that Alderman Mayer got. So that's why we wanted it entered. And yet you felt that it was good to have one entered and not the other. And Mr. Mayer, I have the utmost respect for you in this. I just think that was maybe something that if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, so to speak. My other comment to Alderman Mayer is that, as you know, there is a mustache dash being put in at November 12th, I believe, at the Rock. And as you recall, there was some heated exchanges between you and some citizens that live on Hawthorne. And I'm wondering, are you doing anything in particular to make sure that there's not going to be a repeat of any of the unfortunate concerns or instances that occurred for the Warrior Dash? Now, for some of the council members who may not know this, a permit was asked for from Glendale or Greendale, and Greendale denied that permit. So any type of map as to where everybody's going to be running is probably not correct. And the concern that I have is that I don't want you to get another three calls and we have the same dialogue. And I remember, Mr. Mayor, you indicated that when it was brought up at that time, you said that it's under control, the city might have screwed up, and it'll be done better the next time. Well, here it is the next time, and I haven't been able to find out if things are different as far as traffic, police being there. Are you gonna contact the citizens on Hawthorne to see if there are being no parking signs? You have plenty of time to be proactive, and yet I haven't heard anything from either the licensing committee or the last agenda when you talked about that that permit. I guess what concerns me is that Greendale did deny the permit, and we accepted the permit. Is there some reason that they would deny it and we would accept it that we're not aware of? So I hope that now that I've gone on record to Alderman Mayor to make sure something is done proactively, that when it comes on November 12th. And then Alderman Taylor, as a supervisor on one hand, and Alderman, since this is on county property, does the county have to approve that race first?
No, I'm shaking my head, no.
Why it's on county property, why don't they have to approve it?
There's already a management agreement in place between the ROC and the county on what takes place there, so they don't have to go to the county and get approvals for everything. And oh, for the record, the map was updated when they came to licensing committee 2 weeks ago, so it did not include any in Greendale, so whatever their initial plans were, they changed them, and so it would be just on the county land in general. So it's not in the city of Greendale. So the map that you could probably, I don't know where you'd find it located, you go to the clerk's office and get a copy of the what was approved 2 weeks ago.
The clerk's kind of busy right now, as you know.
Well, I mean, you send enough stuff sent to us. I'm sure if you want to take time, wait till after the election. I mean, the election's the 8th. You could come the next day. So, you know, if you want to be courteous of her time, then don't waste it and come after the fact.
I just want to make sure that the mustache dash didn't come into the same type of citizen concerns that the warrior dash did. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I'll close the citizen comment period. Move on to item C1, approval of the minutes of the regular common council meeting of October 18th. Any additions are correct? There is a corrected copy in your packet.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C2, minutes of the meeting of the Committee of the Whole on October 18th. This is unusual, but city ordinance in this particular instance requires minutes for the budget meetings.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, motion carries. Move on. No hearings, no organizational business. Item F in your packet, there is the letter that we spoke of just recently regarding the violation on the ROC sports complex by the DNR.
Your Honor, can you address?
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Can you address the reason why you put this in and not an email that was received by all the aldermen? Was because this was only sent, was this just sent to the city? Is that why it was your, you know, the clerk's office?
This was not sent to the city.
It was not sent to the city, and that's why you put it on there. And I agree. I mean, if every time we had received some sort of correspondence, you decided to put it on the agenda, our packet, how many trees would we cut down to do that? So I think the mayor and former mayors have used their discretion to say if the six of us are receiving something, then that, you know, you can do an open record request and you can always see that it was received by us, but we don't have to put that in a council packet, and that would get ridiculous if you did. I mean, the amount of emails and letters that we get on this topic alone, on both sides, it would be just the minutia. So we get them. It's for us to read them. I appreciate that you want them in there. The mayor has discretion. I'm glad he chose not put it in there, because where do you draw the line? That's all, Your Honor.
Thank you. Is there a motion placed on file?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Mayor.
Can I make a quick comment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, this is a very serious situation, and for us to get this information and just file it is fine and legal, but obviously we have to ask questions about this. So I did contact the DNR. I contacted Mr. Demers, and I even spoke with his boss, Mr. Liebau, the director of the Southeast. And my specific questions were, do you believe that digging and interrupting the landfill represents any type of health issue or water quality issue for the neighbors in the area? And I was told no. Mr. Liebau.
Sorry, Alderman, I missed that. What was the answer?
No.
And Mr. Liebau said, as in the order, they are requesting that they cover the area, reseed it, and they no longer have an issue with it. They also wish that they would contact them in the future for permits in the future. I'm not trying to defend anybody, but when we get information like this, we do need to check into it for everyone's safety. And so that's what I did, and I talked directly to the DNR, and they are satisfied with the remedies that came up. I'm not trying to defend anything. that's the way it is.
And by the way, the operators in Iraq had not seen this. I sent it to them.
Right. And whenever you're done. Thank you, Your Honor. And Alderman Mayor, thanks for that. I didn't talk to the DNR, but I obviously talked to the county. I'm on Parks Committee and Chair of Economic Development. Want to make sure what happened. And I'm not sure if you've seen the letter, but they was sent from the Rock Development to the county, basically, you know, taking full responsibility, not trying to say, hey, oh, by the way, you know, cause they leased it out. They leased out the space. And whether or not, you know, they knew or didn't know, it's no excuse. They basically sent a letter saying, it's our fault. The buck stops here. That shouldn't have happened. We'll be more careful in the future. They understand what happened. You know, I think initially it was like, well, you know, it wasn't us. But they took, you know, took full responsibility of it. And I'm glad, based on your conversations with the DNR, but in terms of the county was fine with the response. I believe they spoke with the DNR. I mean, it's mailed out to Steve Keith, and he's in charge of all of our environmental stuff. So that's who I spoke with. But they did address it. Have you seen the letter? I'm not
no,
sure if the entire county.
All
right, we'll have to get that sent out to from them.
I'd appreciate that.
Yep,
thank
okay.
So I guess the bottom line is we're not ignoring these things.
We do
our due diligence, and we do check this out.
The other larger point that we make periodically that needs to be made now again, I believe, the city has very little responsibility for the environmental issues at the sports complex or at the ski hill. It's not our land. So for us to be in the middle of all of this, it's great information for us to have, and it's good reference for us for our decision making. But we can't do anything about it. So, okay. Motion to place on file. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Item G1, donation from Christine Morgan to the fire department for $200.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, request for next year's budget for the Civic Celebrations Committee.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries until John Bergner to go home.
you got the order. You're good.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Item G3, Creative Homes, a request to further defer special assessment installation of sanitary sewer, water, lateral mains, and the extension of, who's going to do this? Glenn.
If you recall in June, council considered reducing the assessment for Creative Homes for the assessment of sanitary sewer on Evergreen. Situation was there was not enough buildable air frontage that was assumed when the project was designed. That was granted. I received further conversation or further request from the developer, who asked if we could further delay some of the lots. Lots 1 and 2, he would like to defer until a future date. And before the meeting tonight, I put on there that until a building permit of the lots is obtained, but he'd also like to offer or sold whichever comes first. So the idea is that if this request is granted, he would cut a check for the equivalent of what lot 3 and 4 was prior, and pay us for that regardless of what the final plat looks like. But the equivalent of lots 1 and 2 would be reserved for those lots when they occur. And you can read in there, staff is recommending denial. And the reason primarily is that it was felt that initially the assessment was given, or the deferment was given, because the people who owned the property were not developers. So the thought was, as soon as it becomes the hands of a developer, then it would be applicable for assessment. Developer has a few reasons that I stayed in here. Primarily is it concerns the determination of a navigability issue. He claims that delayed him in the process. He would have proceeded faster if he had known what the situation was. It took him a while to get that determination from DNR. And I think I've of course, I've got the numbers there. So lots 1 and 2, even the most recent plats, preliminary plats that's been submitted to the city. Lots 1 and 2 do not change, and just to let you know that what you see in your packet is a previous version as opposed to what will Plan Commission will see this Thursday.
Alderman Wilhelm, and then Alderman Mayer.
So just to clarify, the plat in front of us is not what's being proposed in 2 days from now. This is not the same one. Okay, so this one. So I guess it wasn't clear to me. There were 4 lots proposed. The one in this packet only shows 2. The one in the packet for the Plan Commission only shows 2, but it also has a different layout. So if he pays for 2 lots, and we already cut this down from 5 lots to 4 lots, and then the new plat gets approved at the Plan Commission, and there only is 2 lots, how will we be able to assess him for 4 lots that to pay for that road that basically the taxpayers put in so he could even put in the next road? I mean, the road, if we didn't put the road in there, he wouldn't even be able to put in this without paying for all of that.
As proposed, if this were approved tonight, he would cut the city a check for $59,000 and some change within 10 days.
And which is for 2 lots, not 4.
For right? Lots 3 and 4. And lots 1 and 2, I do not believe, have changed from the initial plat to the next plat to what the Plan Commission will see Thursday night. So that 34 and some change and 34 and some change, those will be paid.
What are lots 3 and 4 that he wants to pay for? A stormwater basin? I mean, don't they have to be assessable lots? I mean, that's the argument that might come back if we approve this. Is, oh, well, they're not assessable lots, right?
I suppose that argument could be made.
So then we would be cutting ourselves off assessment for two lots that we could get the money back from. Your suggestion is to deny that's what the motion is, correct? I'll make the motion as written in the packet. Recommendation to deny Creative Homes. October says request to further defer the special assessment.
Is there a second?
And is continued on.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion. Mr. City Attorney first, and Alderman Mayer.
There's 4 lots. 2 are going away. Approval of what's proposed by the developer would be requiring payment for 3 and 4, which are going away, before it becomes effective. Number 2. Lots 1 and 2 will have the existing special assessment. Payment thereof upon sale will be a condition in plat approval. Developer will sign off, concurs. Done.
Alderman Mayer.
Well, I have a question, I guess, regarding what's in here regarding the fact that he says that the city failed to get the navigation approval. Is that something that the city does?
We don't do it for developers, but we did build a road through, and I'm not sure of the complete history, but it was understood that the city did get concurrence from DNR, but I don't know that we found evidence of that in our files.
But it's not our responsibility to get that.
Not for developers.
I'm trying to understand how we delayed anything. I'm assuming we did not delay it.
I don't believe so. Okay. I did put in quotes one of his, the city implied that all necessary permits were in hand. And so that's a quote from the developer.
I have a number of questions. First off, so is my understanding that the issue is we are getting paid for 4 lots?
It's timing.
So it's we are getting paid for 4 lots.
All right.
We're getting paid for 4, and that sounded like some of the argument was that we were only getting paid for 2, but it sounds like we're getting paid for 4. So that's number 1. Number 2, why would we have a council packet that doesn't have correct information? If you're saying this map is going to be different than what goes to Plan Commission, why wouldn't we have that? I mean, I just this evening on our desk is a update on item number 9, which is about a DPW vehicle that we just purchased. That got updated, yet where is the updated map?
I turned this in Wednesday or Thursday, and I didn't see the plan commission packet till Monday morning.
Well, I'm not trying to, you know.
And I guess I would answer that. It's kind of hasn't been approved yet, and it really doesn't, in my opinion, matter. Still, lots 1 and 2 are consistent.
So. I always prefer to have the most updated information when I'm voting on something. That's always a tough thing to be voting in the dark a little bit. I have the right information. Third thing would be, you're denying it. What's the rationale for denying it?
As I mentioned, the initially when the assessment was deferred with the initial property owner. The initial property owner was not a developer. And as I understood, the person who owned it really had no intention of ever developing it, so we deferred it at that time. When a developer obtained the property, then that's when the assessment would occur. So it's our belief that the developer is indeed a developer. The other thing that would bring forward is, if you look under the fiscal note, I mean, these are funds that we could free up for other utility extension projects. So, you know, these are funds that were extended to build the facilities, and now that there is someone to pay for it, we'd like to free those funds up so we can save for other utility extensions. That's the reason.
Okay. And then if we deny, what's the next step then? I mean, obviously, you know, this is the alderwoman of the district. She's been, you know, been on a sabbatical for a few months, you know, recovering in that, and I'm glad she's here. She's involved heavily in her district like I am in mine, and I think all of us are in theirs when we have certain developments. Obviously, she has concerns, and that always kind of concerns me a little bit, too. So if we deny it, what's the next step? I mean, I think, you know, we haven't had new residential lots for subdivisions for a while, which is a good thing. One of my constituents, I gave them the developer's phone number. I hate to see him move out of my alderman district to Alderman Wilhelm's district. They're still in my supervisory district, so I don't really lose that one. But, you know, they're good people that I know pretty well. And so they're obviously are saying, get this done. But at the same time, you know, there seems to be some sort of concern. I do like the fact that we're getting all four, getting assessments for all four, but if we deny it, what's the next step? And you know, I know the alderwoman made the motion, and I'd like to see how we can get this done. But I do want to respect her concerns as well. So,
well, the answer to your question is, what happens next? The developer has a choice: write a check to the city for $129,000, roughly, or say, I'm done with this, I'm moving on. That's the bottom line. I can't be any blunter than that. All the developer's asking us for is a few months so we can sell the other two lots and then pay us. That's all he's asking for. The funds have been expended. So it's got nothing to do with the CSM, got nothing to do with the layouts. It's let me earn some money first, because we've been doing this development, 14 stinking lots, for almost 2 years. Let's move on. Give them the deferment and move on. Let's show somebody for a change that this common council can work with a developer, because we sure don't have that reputation, and this is prime example of it. $49,000 of funds that have already been expended, and we're sitting here crying over it. Give them the deferment. We'll get the money later, and let's move on. Alderman Wilhelm.
First of all, it's not been 2 years. I specifically remember taking the plat and walking to the doors on both sides of the district when the zoning was coming in, which was just this summer. So let's clear that up, and I'm not going to let anyone blame the delay on this on this council. It's just not true. I know it works well for developers to say that, And I have, you know, we can be accused of not having wetland delineations, not having this, holding things up. The bottom line is anyone can go back and look at the council packet and see that staff was very clear that the plan commission's approval on the plat was contingent upon them having their natural resource protection plan, their delineation, all of that stuff, which they got approved without having it. And it came to the council, and like three times in a row, staff said, we've told them, and it hasn't come forward. Well, then we get something that says that, they didn't know that the city didn't do that. This gentleman has been developing for a long time. He knows what's required on that. And I don't like finger-pointing back at this council. There's some responsibility that has to be taken on that part. He has now come through with that. Although the plat has changed since I walked to all the neighborhood doors letting them know what was going to be approved. And I spoke with Rick, and I said, you need to either have a neighborhood meeting. I am unable to do that for you at this time. Or you need to at least contact the Homeowners Association or some of the people. And, you know, he agreed to do that. I don't know if that has taken place. But I don't think that was asking too much, given the fact that the public was given one thing. There was a public hearing. The plat was attached to the public hearing at that same meeting. And none of the residents were able to find this out unless they were following the council agenda very closely. The public hearing, people got notices on for the rezoning. So the developers come through and ask us for cutting the assessments down. We have done that. So to say that we're not willing to work with him, we have. I've asked the developer to consider the significant tree line that's a very significant community amenity to Pleasant View Park, which we've worked years to put into place. And I've asked him to one section to move the road over. I'm told that was done at the cost of a development lot. That is not correct. According to the plat I see, the lot was lost for a stormwater basin.
I'm going to interrupt you because we're getting far
afield. I am getting off
topic.
But my point is, the city has been doing all the compromising. And I'm not going to sit here and have the fingers pointed because I have worked very, very hard to help Mr. Pavella get this through. And not one single person in my district came and spoke out against this project because of the footwork that I did on his behalf. So I take issue with that.
Anyway, so, Alderman Mayer.
So I'm just going to ask that some of those things still be done. My assurance from the city attorney that we would still get four lots puts me a little bit more at ease, and that's what the discussion should be about.
Exactly.
And, Mr. Mayor, you're the one who took it in a different direction, blaming the city council for not moving forward.
I don't believe did anything of the sort.
So the city attorney, I guess I have a question. Are we guaranteed four lots, or is this something that's going to change when the plat comes in at the plan commission approval that, you can say, well, I really only get two lots because now one's a stormwater basin and it's not accessible? That was my initial question on this in the first place.
Mr. City Attorney.
It's not about the lots. It's about the money. You're going to get the total amount of money plus whatever interest is set up in the original special assessment approval per the ordinance.
And all of these lots for this money are on 50, or not, are on Evergreen, not, this isn't any of the lots on 51st Street, correct?
Two lots are on Evergreen. Before anything happens, developer pays for the missing lots. Nothing counts unless that's gone. What's left? Two lots. They're both on Evergreen. They both have a special assessment on them that it has to be paid, and it will be in writing, paid upon sale. Developer now owns them. Technically, special assessment should have been paid upon the conveyance, but there must have been a timeout in the June appearance before the council. But that's what happened. It's not going to disappear.
All right. I will withdraw my motion to deny.
I'll withdraw it.
I'll make a motion to allow the deferment of the special assessment of the two lots. And the city attorney, if you need to put a time frame on
until
that.
Until such time as the sale occurs, right?
Subject to necessary conditions to assure payment thereof, with former lots 3 and 4 amounts to be paid immediately or forthwith as a condition, and the assessments for lots 1 and 2 to be paid upon the sale, conveyance, closing of lots 1 and 2. The next closing.
Alderman Barber, second. Alderman.
And consent in writing and understanding from the developer.
And I'll make that part of my motion as well, and I want the this motion will reflect that the city is working with the developer, and I expect the developer to work with us as well.
As part of your motion, Alderman Barber?
Yes.
Alderman Mayer?
Well, just some clarification. If the plat is changing at the plan commission meeting, does that come back to the council for review and approval also?
Mr. City Attorney.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, Alderman Dander.
Just one other question. Then these values are also found on title. When they do a search, when they search special assessments, these dollar amounts should show up on record, correct? Okay.
Part of...
Well, I know how things can get missed, too.
Special assessment on property, it runs with the land.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, results of the survey of Rawson Homes, which also has been going on forever. Who wants to do that, Glenn or Kristen? Alderman Wilhelm.
I did receive an email from a couple of residents. Yes, this for the history of the council, this has been going on probably more than 5 years. This originally came to the council because the survey was requested by the residents on 36th Street in Rawson Homes neighborhood to do a survey. Twice it was approved before the Board of Public Works. Twice the survey never went out. So the residents were frustrated that they were seeking approval, spending their time at the Board of Public Works, and the survey was not going out. And that's when I brought it to the council. The council made the motion to go out for a survey. At some point, I don't know how it got to be a large neighborhood project, but the original street was 36th Street. I talked with our city engineer. He basically wanted to give this a try, and I was reluctant to have the larger project, and he had thought maybe he had found some funding, so it ended up where it is today. As you can see, the results are a lot of red on the map. There were a lot of people that aren't interested. I think that had to do from one of my constituents today was the special assessments with the taxes going up, the water assessments that have hike and raise in water and sewer rates. So the people were, along with not really knowing how much the project might cost them and these guesstimate amounts, there weren't a lot of interest. I guess what I would like to do would be to combine a couple suggested motions that are in the packet. Originally, to take this back to only the 36th Street, if you look at the colored map on page 35 and pay attention to where it says West Missouri Avenue and right under Avenue and go straight down on 36th Street, you'll see that three people agreed to spend $5,000. That's $15,000 right there. One for $1,000, one at $2,000. That's $18,000 on just 36th Street ending at Madison Boulevard. However, there were 12 no responses and only 6 responses for a total of 18 homes. My motion would suggest working with those that do have a problem and are willing to spend the money and give them options that they could do on their own, or see if there was a solution or funding through MMSD to only work on the area if response rate could be increased from the intersection of Missouri Avenue on the north on 36th Street, only on the eastern side of the street down to Madison Boulevard. Is that a clear area, Glenn? So it would only be, it would stop at Madison Boulevard, and it would only be the east side of 36th Street, which was the original area.
I understand your direction. You want us to contact the positive responses on 36th Street between Missouri and Madison and see if there's any solution.
It was, would not include any homes on the west. It would only include homes on the east. Well, now you've got one. You've got one on that side. So work with the property owners that would like to work with you on finding individual solutions if you can't find an overall.
I guess obviously if anyone calls us and asks for help with the drainage out in the public right away, we at least meet with them. So I was willing to at least meet with the 20 positive responses and maybe offer some suggestions. And I think some people that for a lot cheaper than hiring the city to do it, they could do it themselves or have it done themselves. So.
Okay,
but the alderman only wants you to meet with six, not 20.